up early.
So this afternoon. We're
Umba, with the god, is now training people.
Hi, Linda. Nice to see you. I don't have any idea what it means, but that, you know.
Thank you for your work.
Yeah, thank you.
Certified, whatever. Oh, okay.
I
that's
I
pretty much it.
No real heavy lift.
The,
if it ends at 5 tomorrow, it's fine.
Richard, how are you? Good, thanks.
Thank you, Linda.
The thing is, I have to meet the choir at the church.
All right.
Tonight. Yeah, after the record. Yes.
I do.
Sure.
The priest I went by.
See you there.
Good to see you. Somebody told me they had talked to you.
Right.
Yeah, so he's a wonderful.
Brothers, it is 2:00. Could we please take our places to get ourselves ready for mid-afternoon prayer? Thank you, brothers. Bishop Consen, do you want to lead us in?
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I know
I have pondered my ways and turned back to your teaching. My part I have resolved, O Lord, is to obey your word. With all my heart I implore your favor. Show the mercy of your promise.
I have pondered over my ways and returned to your will. I made haste and did not delay to obey your commands.
Though the nets of the wicked ensnared me, I remembered your law. At midnight I will rise and thank you for your just decrees.
I am a friend of all who revere you, who obey your precepts. Lord, your love fills the earth. Teach me your commands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, may the fulfillment of your law be our aim in life, so that you yourself may be our inheritance, and we your chosen possession forever.
I have pondered my ways and turned back to your teaching.
I tremble with fear, O Lord. Turn to me and hear me. O God, listen to my prayer. Do not hide from my pleading. Attend to me in reply. With my cares I cannot rest.
I tremble at the shouts of the foe, at the cries of the wicked, for they bring down evil upon me. They assail me with fury.
My heart is stricken within me. Death's terror is on me. Trembling and fear fall upon me, and horror overwhelms me.
Oh, that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest, so I would escape far away and take refuge in the desert.
I would hasten to find a shelter from the raging wind, from the destructive storm, O Lord, and from their plotting tongues.
For I can see nothing but violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol high on the city walls.
It is full of wickedness and evil. It is full of sin. Its streets are never free from tyranny and deceit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I tremble with fear, O Lord.
Turn to me and hear me. I shall cry to God for help, and the Lord will come to save me. If this had been done by an enemy, I could bear his taunts. If a rival had risen against me, I could hide from him.
But it is you, my own companion, my intimate friend. How close was the friendship between us? We walked together in harmony in the house of God.
As for me, I will cry to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I will cry and lament.
He will deliver my soul in peace in the attack against me. For those who fight me are many, but he hears my voice.
God will hear and will humble them, the eternal judge, for they will not amend their ways. They have no fear of God.
The traitor has turned against his friends. He has broken his word. His speech is softer than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are smoother than oil, but they are naked swords.
Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble.
But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of death. Deceitful and bloodthirsty men shall not live half their days. O Lord, I will trust in you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you were rejected by your people, betrayed by the kiss of a friend, and deserted by your disciples. Give us the confidence that you had in the Father, and our salvation will be assured.
I shall cry to God for help, and the Lord will come to save me.
Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. O God, search my heart and know me.
Lord Jesus Christ, to save all mankind, you stretched out your arms on the cross. Let our work be pleasing to you. May it proclaim your salvation to the world, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
And give him thanks.
Brothers,